Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 291.
Two.
Oh, you like it? No.
You're right.
Like it rough.
I like
as long
it rough.
As I'm getting spanked.
As long as there's no spanking involved, there's no butt involved. Something. Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is the tragically broken-hearted Ray.
Broken-hearted Ray, what happened?
Oh, no, you talk about your weekend first. You sure you had lots.
Oh, okay. But yeah, okay, I'll do some weekend updates. And before we go on, we have some new listeners, I guess. It's from Hibernation. And yeah, so welcome. If you're from Hibernation and you're listening to this show, welcome. And it's good to have you. And let me see here. I have to pull up some email. I got some emails too.
Come on. We got emails? Well, have we got any erotic stories in yet for a
while? No, there are no erotic stories yet. But I got an email from one of the one who listened to us on the past few episodes. But anyway, okay, before I go to that email, let me just do some weekend updates on Hibernation. Yes, it was a fun event. It was a great event. I love it.
And did you get laid?
No, I just watched really well. I'm a voyeur this weekend. I'm always a voyeur anyway. Yeah. So, So yeah, I was there. I arrived there Friday at noon, around noon, and I met up with a couple of friends. I don't know if you know Jimmy. You met Jimmy at Shahram's party, remember? I was talking to him that night. Yeah. He's a big bear. Kind of looks like Mike. So yeah, I hanged out with him. And
oh, that Jimmy. Okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. And also my Filipino friend Tony from Wichita. We were hanging out. And
Filipino?
Yeah, Filipino.
You haven't introduced me?
I will. He'll come to Houston one of these days, and I'll introduce you. So him and Dutch and Dave. They were there too. So
Dutch,
yes.
The Dutch, what's up, Dutch?
Hanged out with them all of them the whole weekend, and also Jeffrey from New York, Jeffrey Chaser. Yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey, he gets around for a married man.
Oh, that's right. Well, so do I guess. Yeah, it's a fun weekend. It was great. Just hanging out with them. We went to Max Nurmus and ate dinner. We always got together that evening, that Friday night and Saturday night. But on Saturday night, I don't know if you've been following my tweets or my Facebook posts. I got lucky and I won about $320 at the casino.
Yay. Asian powers.
Yes, I was lucky enough to sit there and play Jaws. Okay, if you're from St. Louis and you're at the Lumiere Palace or whatever you call that casino, Lumiere. Try out the Jaws game and you might get lucky, and it's pretty good.
If you get men or drunk, you might get lucky too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that evening, it was fun, and we ate at the buffet there. You can never have, it's always
the buffet.
Bears and buffet. You can never go wrong.
I bet you, when that crowd walked in, the hotel staff said, "Oh hell."
Uh huh. That's right. Okay, I have a funny story. Okay, that evening, of course, each night, Friday night and Saturday night, after hanging out at the bars and getting drunk and everything. They have a shuttle service. They have a bus service and drive us back and forth. We went to where did we go? We went back to the hotel, to the host hotel, for the after hours. So we were there at the after hours party, and it's a brilliant idea. They had sandwiches. They had sandwiches and sodas and drinks. So of course, if people are hungry from the bars, I can eat some sandwiches. And there was a quiet room, if you know what I mean, right? it's pretty much the dark room. It's only lit by one of those blinking lights that you use on that you use at parties or what. Anyway, that's the only light in the middle of the room, and there are no furniture. And everybody's just standing there.
It was a friendship room.
It's a friendship room. Yeah, giving each other a hand.
That's right. Yeah. Getting to know your friends, getting to make new friends and know people better.
Yeah. It was fun. Okay, here's the funny part. I was there hanging out, just standing,
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I am. Honest. I was just standing
with
there.
With your recorders. I'm sure you got a whole recording of. Oh, yeah. Suck that tit. Suck that tit. Oh, yeah. Oh, harder. Pound that hole.
No, it didn't reach that point. Just, I was there. I was just watching. It was too early, too. I think it was only 1 o'clock or 1:30, so it's pretty early. So, I was there.
True, not till 2 o'clock.
Huh?
The true holes don't come out till 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I was there, and what was funny was my phone rang. Jeffrey was calling me, and...
He was on the other side of the room?
Yeah. No, he said he's downstairs. That was my ringtone. And everybody there in the dark room laughed at me. That was a funny part. They all laughed at me. Whose phone is that? They're laughing at me. So I had to run out. I had to get out. So if you're a listener, hey listener, if you're there in St. Louis and you were in that dark room and you heard that in the dark room, that
there
was
somebody
me.
In the dark room. That's why it was dark.
Yeah, that
they
was
me. They will never admit to.
And when they ran out and answered the phone and everything, and somebody came out laughing, somebody, and suddenly somebody's phone said Maya, Maya. Somebody's walking out of the room, and it was just funny. It was. I didn't go back that evening after that, so I was kind of embarrassed. So yeah, that was me. If you're in the dark room and you heard Dragosta Dinte, that was me. Okay, so that was a fun trip. It's really awesome, and I really kudos to the committee of Show Me Bears and Robert who organized the whole event, and it was great. I really enjoyed. I don't know the statistics yet, and as far as I know, it's really there's so many new faces for me, and it's just awesome to meet new people. And I have an email. I got an email actually from Bill. From Bill. Bill says, "Hey Nar, just wanted to say it was great meeting you this past weekend."
Put your phone off in the dark room.
Yes, I should. Okay, if you're guys in a dark room or in the bathhouse or something, or in a bookstore, just make sure your phone is off so it won't ring like that. Okay, so
or the movie theater, even better.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So he says here, just wanted to say it was great meeting you this past weekend during Hibernation in St. Louis. We met at the JJ's Clubhouse Saturday night, and his partner's Walter. Shout out Walter. And he was talking to Jeff, his friend of Jeff. So he was saying that he was listening to us on our show on the Halloween episode and the Wanda Sykes episode, and he was cracking up. And I'm glad, hey Bill, I'm glad you're liking the show. He was laughing at your iPhone app T-shirts.
Oh,
yeah, your iTop and iBottom, you and Tyler. So yeah, he was spraying coffee all over his desk. So that was good. I guess that's a good sign that you're enjoying
it. That's always a good sign when you spray off.
Yeah, so I hope you had fun.
Now, snorting is a whole other issue.
Snorting is different, yeah. Hope you had fun this past weekend at Hibernation. It was nice meeting you. So nice meeting you too, Bill, and I hope to see you in a future event. Okay. So, that's enough for me. What about you, Ray? Any updates on your side?
Well, let's see. I had a date Friday night.
Ooh, a date.
A hot
date.
Little chaser. Mm-hmm. It was a very good date.
Ooh, okay. Are you going to divulge anything, or did you watch anything? Any nice dinners or whatever?
Nope. I cooked dinner.
Oh, you cooked?
I cooked, you know. I know my talents. I cooked.
Candlelight?
No candlelight. My apartment's not set up to do candlelight. Okay. And then we went bowling.
Oh, I missed that. I haven't been bowling for a long time. Okay. And then?
And then we came back, had a good night, got up the next morning, cloud 9.
Ooh.
Text them and said, good morning. Hope you're having a good day, because I knew they were at work. They text me back. Hang on, let me pull it up here, make sure I got it so I can get it.
Oh,
just
shit. Oh,
right.
No. What did they text you back? I'm scared to hear.
All right, let's see. Let's see if it ain't cut it off yet.
You always delete your text messages? I gotta keep them for a couple of months.
Well, I do, but oh shit, I gotta hang on. I gotta get off airplane mode so I can go back.
Oh, okay.
Watch people's gonna start calling here. Sorry, I should have had this done earlier. As much as I bitched about this, I should have had it memorized by now. So, yeah.
But okay.
But anyway, here we go. Here we go.
All right. Okay. Go. All right.
Here we go.
Is it an email or is it a text message?
No. Here we go.
Okay, go.
There's a few things about my life that get me doing things I shouldn't. To be honest with you, I don't know if I can do a relationship. I'm not single. I've actually been with this guy for 11 months. I'm a big asshole, and I wish I could change things in my life.
Oh,
the reason I messaged you is because I thought you were cute. I'm a sucker for cute guys. I can't hold myself back. If you don't talk to me, I understand. I know I'm a jerk. If at all possible, I would love to stay friends and still hang out on Fridays and such. Please understand.
Oh, so he didn't.
If I don't try to say. Oh, hell no.
Oh, what a. Oh, that is evil.
Chasers are pigs.
Hey, watch it.
Chasers are pigs.
Oh,
that's
my
all I got to say.
God, really?
Yes.
He didn't tell you.
And he had numerous opportunities to tell me he had a boyfriend. You know, folks, if you're out there listening, if you want to hook up with a bear and just fuck, say that. Say, hey, I just want to hook up. Nothing personal, you know.
Or be upfront.
Be upfront about it. I mean, shit, hell.
Oh, God.
Don't sit there and let a guy talk to you and say, hey, do you want to go out on a date? And then make a big deal about it. And then after the date, the next day you say, oh, I got a boyfriend. Because that is fucked up.
Oh, fail. Chaser, fail. But it happens also with bears, too. And everybody, any guy or even any person, no matter what sexual orientation. Yeah.
But chasers apparently worse.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah.
And since I've been single, you know, I know other people that like chasers. And, well, we decided to start talking about the chasers that we're doing so we can try to stay off each other's turf.
Uh-huh.
There are a bunch of lying little chasing motherfuckers out there. That's all I got to say.
Oh my God. I got to hear this. More of this.
Don't think that the bears don't know. That you mess around with other bears and acting like y'all innocent and stuff.
But we are innocent sometimes.
No, you're not.
God, I'm sorry, Ray.
And again, if you out creeping around and tricking and stuff, cut your damn grinder off before you leave the house so it doesn't say you're 300 feet away and acting like you're not, as you're sitting at home doing nothing while you're getting your ass plowed next door.
Oh,
come on, people.
Grinder. Actually, that was a. I heard some people having Grindr there back at Hibernation. It's really off the roof. It was just funny. Anyway, so okay. Okay, how can we keep your cool? How can we cool you down, Ray? So,
well, it's nothing to cool down about. I'm over it now, but I'm bitching more for the show than anything. But
you were saving it for the show.
Okay. I was saving it for the show. So, I mean, it was such a great date. Everything clicked. I mean, it was just across the board, very, very good night. And it's something that that I hadn't had in a while. And bam, next morning to be slammed back down to earth, oh, like I was cast out of heaven or something.
Maybe anybody from the listeners know that has had that happen to them. Be honest, guys. Be honest.
That's right. Be honest. If you just want to hook up, say you want to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
People either be in for it or they're not.
Yep.
So
that is sad. I'm sorry, Ray.
That's okay.
So are we going to beat him up or something? Or what?
No.
No, you're not. Karma's going to take care of him.
I'm sure I'll figure out who the boyfriend is eventually.
Ooh.
I've got some details out of him about who the boyfriend is.
Oh, God.
And I also know some other people he's been talking to, so I've already put the word on the screen.
Oh, my God, poor God.
I will lock a chaser down. I'm a vindictive, evil old bitch.
Oh, my God.
I'm older and got better insurance, so don't even try it.
Hey. Oh, my God. Oh, beware of the Huber dad's wrath.
sweetest, oh, most loveliest guy on earth, but do not cross me, bitch. Do not cross me.
He's going to cut you. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So, other than
and
that.
And the bitch lives down the street from you, too. So, you know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, anything else happened to you besides the incident, whatever you call it?
Oh, I watched this movie yesterday while I was sitting here eating chocolate ice cream and packing my face with any other bad food that I shouldn't have.
I'm
sorry for myself. There's a movie out called Chef Special. It's in Spanish. I think that's what it was in. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know. That's what it sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. Called Chef Special. And the lead character is a bearish guy.
Oh, really?
Yes. He looks like our friend Kyler.
Kyler? I know him.
Mm-hmm. He looks like Kyler. And it's about him. He owns a restaurant. He's the owner of the restaurant. He's a bitchy old queen, but he's funny. You know, it's one of those funny bitchy queen things.
Oh, let me see.
His ex-wife dies, and he inherits the kids, his two kids, and it's pretty interesting little story.
It's cute. He is cute. Oh my god! For bears, he's a good bear. Oh, okay. So it's good looking. I pulled it up. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
It's just special. So, and it's out there on Netflix right now. If you have been downloading Netflix, it's out there on there to be downloaded. So.
Oh, I can watch it on Netflix. Good. Okay.
Yep. So.
Okay. So that's one of your highlights. Well, but anyway, okay. This is a. This is gonna be a long show. Actually, we have some audio, of course. If you're gonna be in an event, if I am in an event, I have to record. So I was there in hibernation and podcasted with a couple of people. So first that you're going to hear is from Mr. Friendly. And his name is...
From the Friendship Room.
Yeah. And he's talking about... we talked about, stuff about HIV awareness. HIV and AIDS awareness. He's got these shirts and stuff and dog tags with a cross and minus and S eyes, you know. I'll put... links on the website and that. And who else? We also had Jeff, of course, from Chaser Show. James from Jamestown. Jeff from Jamestown, New York. He's not anymore in Vermont. He's now in Jamestown. And his friend Martin from New York. He's a member of the Metro Bears. And we talked a little bit about the Metro Bears of New York. And what else? And of course, Marvin from Ursus at Large. Yeah, he joined me. We were podcasting there at the lobby. We were lobby whoring. Marvin and I were lobby whoring at the Crown Plaza, and we just podcasted from there. Well, watching boys. Okay, here's the audio from Hibernation.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and I am here at the Vendor Mall here at Hibernation 15. And joining me today and is a guy from a friend here from my friendly.
I'm Mr. Friendly.
Mr. Friendly, introduce yourself. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Dave Watt, and I'm Mr. Friendly's dad. So I came up with this concept to help reduce the stigma of HIV.
All right. Okay. And so tell us about your project. What you're doing
all right.
Here?
The idea is the symbol. It's got a positive sign for a nose, a negative sign for a winking eye, and it's to help reduce the stigma of HIV one conversation at a time. Okay. So I offer free buttons to everyone.
All right.
And with the hope that the button will be a reminder. I pass out little cards to go with it.
Yeah.
The button will be a reminder to talk to our friends about testing.
Okay.
Just kind of be a way to start a conversation about HIV and a reminder to treat everyone with respect regardless of status.
That's right. Yeah, that's when people, when they talk about it, maybe in the bars. Yeah, that's usually happens,
sure,
right?
Sure.
They go in the bars, okay.
People go to hook up.
And they go hook up and then go online when they chat.
Or dating.
Or dating, that's right. Okay. Okay, so... is this your first time to get this out?
Or? Yeah, the Show Me Bears invited me down. I was Mr. Michigan Leather, 2009, and I stepped down in September. So they were there for my step-down speech, and they really liked what I had to say about Mr. Friendly.
All right.
So they invited me down and helped sponsor me coming down. They gave me a free vendor booth space.
Okay.
Oh, and this is actually my first event as a vendor ever.
Oh,
it's going well.
That's awesome. Yeah, really, really... pull these things really well in at the hibernation. So, okay, how about website? People can check you out on web online.
Sure, it's under construction because this is brand new. MrFriendly.info.
Okay. MrFriendly.info. Yeah, check it out. And we'll put the links on the website, and we'll catch you guys later.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a chaser.
Morning, grr, grr. You should grr with me.
Oh, okay. Grr.
Grr, grr. Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
This is Jeff.
Jeff. We're from the Chaser Show, yes? Chaser Show. So this is a mini Chaser Show, and we are here at the St. Louis, Missouri for Hibernation 15. Congratulations to the Show Me Bears, their 15th anniversary. What do you think that? Well, 15th run.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Many groups right now are having their 15 years of runs, I guess. It's been starting for a long time. So what do you think? Are you going to go there very soon?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going up.
I've been there before, last in July, and you're going to get to try. Okay, I should warn you, it's a little cramped inside, okay? It's getting a little cramped inside when
you
go
in. Well, if there's bears involved...
I don't know. Maybe. There's going to be bears. Okay, so this is your first time here in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
So how do you find it?
It's a nice city. I definitely like it. I'm excited about the arch. it's got a good mass transit system.
Uh-huh.
Lots of great places to eat.
Oh, yeah? We went to Max Enormous over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we went to an Asian restaurant over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think of the run by itself?
The run is nice.
You know what? I really enjoyed it. I really like the run a lot, and it's my first bear... Hibernation. It's my first hibernation. It's awesome.
And the bar was great.
Oh, yeah. JJ's. Yes. JJ's was closed and everything. And well, not closed, but they have this extended tent that he did so we could accommodate more bears.
Yeah.
And lots of bears. You know what you missed last night was the hospitality suite and the quiet room.
Oh.
There was a quiet room. It's not they didn't call it a back room, but it's a quiet room. So, yeah, they just closed the door a little bit.
Or slurping room.
Slurping room. But it's all fun and everything. So, okay, when do you need to leave? Tomorrow?
I'm leaving early tomorrow morning.
Early tomorrow morning? Yeah,
so.
we're going to miss the dance.
Yeah.
We're going to miss the dance, so
the
I feel bad about that.
This looked exciting, but okay. I didn't know what that was, so that I just. Booked my flight and
You know, what do you think of the metro system here, the Metro Link? It's very nice, right?
I mean, it's very nice.
It's very convenient. For $3.75, you get to go from the airport directly to the 8th Pine Street and then just walking distance here to the airport, to the hotel. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, it's a great city to visit. There's a lot to see, like this arch over here. It'd be nice. And lots of bears, lots of our friends are here from Seattle, from Wichita. We were hanging out with Jimmy. And Tony. So shout out. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're gonna pull in a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. His name is Martin, and he's from New York. Here you go.
He's another chaser.
Good. As we say back in the UK, because I'm from New York, but I'm originally from London. As most people can figure out, and that's London, England, not Ontario.
Yeah, that's right.
For you Canadian listeners.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So how do you like it? How do you like?
I like it. I mean. When you live in New York, any city is small by comparison. I mean, this is definitely a small city. I mean, to me, the idea of going on a transit line and there's two lines is interesting.
Just blue line and red line.
Yeah, we have like 26, and that doesn't even include the New Jersey transit system or what they've got out on Staten Island and the bus lines and stuff and so on. Mm-hmm. But it's been, as we've been discussing, I like the fact that as a Midwest city, it's a very eclectic mix of people. I mean,
it
we
is.
Just went to an Asian
very
restaurant
friendly too. Yeah.
That had... I was surprised the quality of the food there. The food, because I've been to some Midwest Asian restaurants and the food was... And this was good and it was an eclectic mix and it was an eclectic group of people, all stripes. The people have been very welcoming and it seems to be a very homogenous city. I like that. You know, you see cities that feel very segregated and different people live in different sections or different subcultures live in different parts of the city. And, and so far, my sense of St. Louis is that's not the case.
And it's your
really
first
nice.
Time in St. Louis.
First time in St. Louis, unless you count the airport. which oh, yeah. I don't.
No, I don't. You don't count the you don't count layovers.
And
no,
I
don't.
I mean, I got to say, St. Louis, I like. St. Louis, Lambeth Airport sucks. Hate that airport.
Oh, really?
But, oh, yeah. It's you like, don't like it? One time, well, it's got this weird horseshoe configuration, and you sometimes transfer at St. Louis, and your luggage goes across the horseshoe, and you have to go round, and your luggage makes the flight that you're connecting to when you don't. And I've had that happen.
Okay.
And they're not helpful when that happens. Let me just tell you.
It's kind of confusing, the airport, too.
It's a very confusing airport. I don't think it's laid out well. It's a strange airport.
And I walked a long way to the baggage claim. So
yeah, it's a long... Hard. You seem to walk a lot in that airport. At times when I don't understand why you need to walk that way. It's stop.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm looking forward to the arch. It's an arch. I mean,
it's an arch.
You've got to give them credit. It's not it's just an another arch. Tower. You know, it's something a little different.
You go up there, it's going to be cramped.
It's going to be cramped. Like... Everyone warns me if, you know, it's not so bad if you're heights, and heights are a problem for me, but they're like, heights, it's okay because you're very enclosed. But if you're claustrophobic, it's not going to be fun. I'm like, that's fine, and especially if it's a cute bear you're next to. Because there's some cute bears out here. For those who haven't been before, trust me, there's some cute bears out here. There's been some good boy ones.
It's a very nice run here that they have allowed.
And we chasers have felt welcomed by said bears. We've done all right. I'm not spreading any rumors, but, you know.
Okay. You must have been gotten lucky last night or something. No, the other night.
He's not fresh meat anymore.
Don't tell.
You're not a virgin anymore.
What happens in hibernation stays at hibernation, okay?
What happens in hibernation ends up on X-Tube.
Oh, is that what was going on with my butt? Oh, did I just say that?
Oh, did you go to the bathhouse?
No, I didn't.
No,
you
didn't. No,
I actually got here. I know they did have they had the bathhouse yesterday, but that was during the day yesterday. I didn't get into like late afternoon.
They served fried chicken, was it? They served chicken and salad. They have a buffet there.
Of course they did. And who was the buffet table? That's the magic question, you know.
Yeah, I've been to you know, bathhouses before, and these serve hot dogs and, you know, buns and hamburgers and stuff. But this is the first time I've heard them serving chicken. I guess it's something they like doing.
I guess
so. Here in St. Louis.
If it works,
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So you're from New York.
I am from New York.
You're from New York.
And I've lived in New York for 25 years. So I know I sound English, but my entire bear life experience is all very much Manhattan-based.
Okay. So how's the bear group in New York?
The bears is still a very active group in New York. I mean, our club is 300-400 guys, and there's a lot of more, you know, sort of tangential groups that are also... We actually have several different bear clubs, and I mean, we even have, like, clubs that are geared towards things like people who are recovering alcoholics who don't want to be in the bar scene. And, you know, that's an important... But that's an important aspect of our culture. I mean, we're so focused on bars, and for some people, that's just a bad environment to be in, and we're big enough... and diverse enough community in New York that we can have other events that focus on a lot on giving people alternate venues to meet people.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't hear anything about New York runs. There are no runs. Have you heard of any?
No, we haven't had a run in a long time. The last time we had a run, we learned a lot. It was a big learning experience, but it also cost the club an enormous amount of money. And
because hotels are expensive.
Hotels are very expensive. They're also always doing decent business, so they don't need you the way... A lot of bear runs are in cities that have seasonal... times. I mean, there's a time everyone wants to go to San Francisco, and then in February, not so much, so they have IBR and they can get a discount. Seemingly like the Alaska Bear Run is in January, because who really wants to go to Anchorage besides bears in January? So, you know, you
wouldn't
go and you're
cold?
Like, I'm cold, make me warm. You know, you find a bear and make you warm, which I think sounds fantastic. But New York is not like that. New York is busy year-round. So we got a hotel that was willing to give us something of a discount, but it wasn't a great discount. It was still an expensive hotel room, and we just didn't make our room guarantee, and it really hurt us.
We've learned, and now
I've become very involved in the bear culture and traveling to a lot of bear runs, and I know a lot of bear people. And I've realized it takes an ambassador or ambassadors to go out and, you know, go... I want you to come to my bear event. Because we advertised it up the wazoo, but we didn't have people going out as ambassadors, and that's what makes the difference. And especially if you're a slightly later comer to the bear run. A lot of bear runs are very established, as we said. This is 15. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are celebrating 15 years, 10 years for Bear Week in Provincetown next year, for heaven's sakes. So for us to come into the scene again... What we've done is all the bear groups are at least talking about working together to promote something where no one club is significantly at risk, but we can also use all, pull all our resources and get the word out, because New York is such an enormously fantastic place to visit, and
yeah,
we
it
want
is.
To it's, give people that encouragement.
People like touring there. I love going to New York and
absolutely.
just going
and
around.
There's no question in traveling yeah. around, a lot of people have said to me, why doesn't New York have a bear run? And it's simply a question of finding a way to make it an economically viable package. And also finding spaces, frankly, that are large enough to accommodate a large group of people. Mm-hmm. There aren't bars in New York. There are a lot of bars, but they're mostly very small. And they, on the weekends, are packed as it is. The last thing they need is another 300-400 guys of, in many cases, somewhat size, coming in to pack what is an already full bar. So you really, we're going to have to find alternate venues to have a specialty event at.
Yeah.
When we did the last bear run, shout out to Freddie Freeman of Bearapalooza.
Oh, Freddie Freeman is right.
And he's actually there this weekend.
They were there. They're there. I'm missing you guys.
I just discovered our friend was doing a hibernation. They're there this weekend because also there's the guy who does the center dances at the New York Gay and Lesbian Center. And he's very much into bears. And he always said, let's have a bear dance. And again, typical thing, oh, bears won't dance. We shouldn't have a bear dance.
Oh, yes, they do.
Finally
they
had
dance.
One. And it was the best attended dance in center history. And now they have the fur ball every two or three. They have two or three a year, and they get twice the attendance of any other dance that they have there, and that's tonight. So I'm unfortunately
missing it
because I'm in St. Louis. But they had Bearapalooza last night, and we do things in New York,
yeah.
But they're not, and we try and get them out there. I know, like on Bear 411 and stuff, and so we have put out that we have Bearapalooza and Furball this weekend. But an actual run that encourages people from out of town to come in and spend the whole weekend—that's something we'd like to get back to. And it's just a question of getting that organization together and finding a way to do it that doesn't put any club or any person at financial risk, but means that at the same time we're presenting something we feel we can be proud of and shows off the fantastic city that New York is in a way that serves the city well.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Anyway, wow. That's a big one. Wow. Too big to swallow. But anyway, okay, let's go back to here in St. Louis.
Look at us. We're the bear in St. Louis.
Well, more of the chasers, really.
Yeah.
So what did you buy? Oh, excuse me. All right, go ahead.
Momentary interruption. Unfortunately, when you're in front of the arch, you can't get it to yourself.
Everybody's getting in there. Oh, there we have people taking pictures here. Oh, some bears
coming. Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, hello. Okay.
Woof.
Woof. They're busy taking pictures.
Yeah, they're busy.
But anyway, okay. What did you guys buy this year? I mean, here at the St. Louis. You got this new shirt?
Actually, they only just opened the vendor mall today. They didn't have the vendor mall on Friday, so I haven't bought anything. This is a Woofties t-shirt.
This is just, you got it just today.
But I got this. I actually got this in Columbus over the summer.
Oh, okay.
But they had me take a picture of it, so my picture is going to be on the Woofties site with the art. In the background, because the host hotel is literally in the shadow of the arch. So, like,
yeah, it is. It's a very nice location.
You go out; they've got the balcony off the vendor mall, and the arch is right there, which is very, very cool. Yeah. So,
I myself am wearing a Killer Bob. It's a Killer Bob Couture. It's actually a hoodie
it
that
is.
He's got.
And Killer Bob's here.
Killer Bob is here.
Yeah, Killer Bob.
Shout out, Killer Bob. Okay, it's awesome. It's awesome that he's here. What did you get any?
I haven't gotten anything yet, but I was going to get a Killer Bob T-shirt.
Yeah. Okay. But you're wearing the Bear Podcast t-shirt. That's more awesome right there. Okay.
I was wearing my Killer Bob t-shirt yesterday.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So what are you guys going to do now? You guys going to go up there?
We're going to do the arch.
Okay.
When you're in St. Louis and you haven't been here before, it's kind of obligatory. You have to do the arch.
You have to go to the arch.
It's just kind of like that's what you do. Because, I mean, let's face facts. Most of us come from out of town. You're like, people are like, well, what do you know about St. Louis?
The arch.
You have a big arch.
That's it.
That's kind of it.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it. We'll go up there.
That's good.
Yeah. You look at this side. The other side, I don't know. It's not too bad. Not too much. But
this
side over here.
Illinois, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So thank you, Martin, for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Sorry if I talk too much. I tend to. My friends know that. But okay. They're used to it by now.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll see you at Hibernation 16.
Hibernation 16 is here.
It'll be
I think I'm going to go. Let's see.
Next year, beginning of November. So
all right.
Check it out.
Check it out. Isn't it nice? right in the middle of the arch. Okay.
The other thing we just want to point out is for you bears that like us slimmer boys, you know, because opposites do attract, you should come to the bear runs because you can find us really easy. We stick out as being the you know, those things that aren't quite like the others.
We're the smaller guys that you, you know.
Yeah, but
you look down.
We're very happy to take care of you, really.
So, we're the space in between the other
bears.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how can people contact you guys?
Basically, Facebook and Bear411, all those things. Anywhere where I'm online, my screen name is Brit, because I'm British, so B-R-I-T, and then Tigger, because I'm
Brit
bouncy.
Tigger. Okay.
Brit Tigger, two T's, two G's. So okay. B-R-I-T-T-I-G-G-E-R. So Facebook/Brit Tigger, Bear411, Brit Tigger, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Or you could just throw in, do a search, New York City, Martin, my mug will show up.
Okay. How about you, Jeff?
My username is Mr. Panda Bear, that's MrPandaBehr. And I'm on Big Muscle Bear, okay. Bear3W.com. I'm not on Bear 411.
We're not on Bear 411.
Bear City.
No, why?
So.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com and visit the official website.
Or if you're looking for a date.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, your partner won't like it. But
well, I'm not partnered.
Oh, yeah, he's single. Yeah, single.
Single.
He's single. Okay, that's right.
Scary, but single. That's probably why I'm single.
All right. Go to bearpodcast.com, subscribe via iTunes, and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone, this is Nard, and we are here in the... Where are we?
The Crown Plaza Lobby.
The Crown Plaza Lobby. And here's Marvin from Ursus at Large.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Yeah. So, okay. This is your, how many times? Second time?
This is my second time here at Hibernation.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my first time here, and it's really awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
I think the last time I saw you was at Chicago.
Chicago, yep.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
That was the first time we met, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's good about the Chicago group and the... Show Me Bears group, they really work together. Well, they're beside each other.
Yeah,
anyway.
They're neighbors anyway.
They're so neighbors anyway.
That works out.
Okay. I saw a video, by the way.
Oh, okay.
The, what, the ossifer and the gentleman. So how have you guys seen it? Have you guys, everyone else has seen it already?
I think you've seen it.
It was the officer and...
Officer and a gentleman.
Yeah. No.
The one that we did. Oh, Andrew did. Oh, okay. Andrew knows about it. So
it was a good video. I like it.
Yeah.
And Jonathan was there. First time I've seen that's Jonathan. I didn't know him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been in other podcasts, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
Okay. So what are you up to? I mean, what is your next run after this?
My next run?
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily a bear run. In February, I'm going to Chubb Fest in Palm Springs. Check that out. I've never been to a Chubb event. And,
Palm Springs.
Yeah,
they do a lot of Chubb events there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of old Chubby guys there, so they have their events.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna check that out. I've never been to a quote unquote Chubb event before, so this will be.
Are you gonna be the smallest there?
Probably not. There's a lot of chasers.
There are admirers, there are chasers there.
There's chasers that go.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see them because, you know, I kind of have reverse tunnel vision.
Uh-huh. So, I know what you mean. You know,
It's hard for us to see this, the thin guys.
Yeah. You know, the people here in St. Louis are very, very friendly. I was just walking from the Metrolink,
uh-huh.
And people are just saying hi, even strangers. You know, maybe they saw me. I'm a tourist. I have a bag with me and my and they said hi. A guy in a suit just said hi.
Just got one of those faces.
Really?
Yeah, very friendly. And you're always smiling. I've never seen you not smile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about now?
See, you're smiling now?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just me. I just like smiling a lot. Even when I'm alone in the room. Yeah.
Now, that would be disturbing.
No. Okay, so this Christmas, what are you going to do? Family?
No.
You're from there? Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore, are you going to go visit family?
No, I don't do a lot for Christmas. I don't really celebrate it, so it'll just be quiet evening with friends, probably.
Okay.
So.
Be good friends.
Yeah, I'm one of those heathen bears that doesn't believe in Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I talk about Jesus a lot, but I don't really
worship
Jesus.
You danced?
Until 3.
Yeah.
Until 3.
He danced until 3.
I danced. Yeah. Are you watching? Yeah, yeah. Come here. Come over here. Are you shy?
Let me interrupt.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
That was Dave. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay, so what are you going to do now? I mean, we're done. Did you go to
the casino? Yeah, I was up there.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. You missed the casino. You should have gone to the casino. Oh, you didn't go. You guys went to the... Oh, yeah. Over there is Jeff. Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, he went to the Arch. They all went to the Arch. I didn't. I've been to the Arch before. I never wanted to do that again.
Yeah, I've never been up in the Arch, but from what I hear, it's claustrophobic. I'm going to turn on my camera and film the people watching us.
Okay. And there's Jeff.
Yeah, I'll send you the pictures.
Are you recording? That's Dave. Okay.
Dave. And then there's Bud.
Hi, Bud. Okay.
And there's Tony.
Tony. And Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so okay. We'll get all them on camera, too, since they're being camera shy.
Yeah. Well, right now it's just going to be a relaxing evening after this. Dinner. Right. What's dinner?
Did you sign up for the dinner?
I think I did. Well, if you got the run packet, you should be in.
No, the dinner tonight is optional. So.
Oh, it's optional. Okay.
Yeah. Which I bought, so I'm going to...
What did you guys eat for lunch?
We went to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still full from that. And
wait a second. You had to ride from Community Center? You had to ride the Metrolink?
We walked over there.
You walked over there?
Yeah.
We only ate over there, the Asian restaurant, which serves buffalo wings. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, buffalo wings are traditional Asian food.
Traditional Asian food, buffalo wings?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's very diverse. And, it's good food. It's good. It's very nearby, too. It's very cheap. So, okay, when do you go back?
Monday. Too early Monday morning.
I'm leaving Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon. It's pretty bad.
So you're not going to be for ball.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. This is just really a quick trip. I arrived yesterday. I'm leaving tomorrow. Same as Jeff. Jeff is also the same way.
See, next time you come, you have to do the whole weekend.
Really?
You have to get here on Thursday and stay until Monday.
Okay. That's what I do when it's TBRU.
You can do that on Friday.
I know, because it's just it's in the tail end of the year when your vacations are dwindling down, you know, so you can only take one day off, so that's really sad.
Well, just got to save up for it. Yeah. But you know what? This year you could use the H1N1 excuse. Just tell them you got the flu and they don't want you to come into work anyway.
I can do that. Yeah. Probably do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I say I have the flu, I'm off for a week.
Yeah. Did you get a shot?
Yeah, I got the shot.
H1N1?
Yeah.
Both the flu H1N1? Mm-hmm. Did you do the nasal thing?
Yeah.
For H1N1 also? Or H1N1 is a shot?
I got the shot for the regular flu, and then I got the nasal mist for the H1N1.
Oh, okay. I had the flu shot with the nasal thing. It's kind of weird. I never had it that way before. But H1N1, no, not yet. Not in Houston. I don't know. It's not yet available.
I have to get it because I'm a healthcare worker.
So. Oh, you're one of those special ones.
Yeah.
You get special treatments ahead of the kids, because the kids and old people and seniors, maybe they need it more before us, right?
Right, but because I work with the public in a healthcare setting, I have to get it.
Oh, I see. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
At least you're now invulnerable.
Yeah, so I won't get the manthrax from this weekend.
Manthrax. Did you try to get manthrax this weekend?
No.
No, you didn't?
Yeah. I never tried.
Did you go to the bathhouse?
No.
No, you didn't. I heard they serve chicken.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think food should be served at a bathhouse.
Why not? It's good. You know,
especially
bears.
Especially finger food.
Don't you like it? It's natural lube right there.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, there you go. See, but
is chicken fat really condom safe? I don't know that it is, so...
I don't think so.
Yeah, so...
But it was fun. It's interesting serving. Was it fried chicken? Was it fried chicken? I don't know. It's fried chicken and potatoes.
Yeah, fried chicken last year.
Yeah, it was in the bathhouse in Houston. We have hot dogs and hamburgers with the fixings and everything. But first time we heard about
at the bathhouse.
At the bathhouse, yeah, chicken.
Now see, that's even worse.
It's even worse
because hot dogs. You can just go a whole nother route with that and.
But it's easy. It's so easy to prepare. It's cheap for them.
Yeah, and it's so easy for someone to stick one up their ass and then give it to you. Some people may be into that. Not for me personally.
Not you.
No.
No, I'm not into that either. I just heard. I just heard about it.
So. Actually, I've seen a... See, like I was saying, I watched too much XTube. I've seen a video of that online where someone shoved a hot dog up their ass, like squeezed it out.
Things, so many things in their ass.
And then fed it to somebody.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Did you save it in your iPhone? No?
No. No.
You should type, what was it? Fur? Fur tail, something like that.
Oh, fursuit sex.
Fursuits, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm way ahead of you on that.
Oh, really? So, what have you seen so far? What are the new ones?
The last one I saw was a guy in a blue bunny suit having sex with a guy in a raccoon suit. Yeah, and here's the funny part. Most of it was pretty tame because you couldn't really see anything.
Uh-huh.
But like for the first 5 minutes, they're actually like making out with these suits on. It's like they can't really kiss or anything.
So their noses are pretty much on their furry faces, just touching each other.
Yeah, basically, they're like making out in these costumes, and it's just so stupid looking.
Yeah. I learned the term though. They have with furries, they have partials. I see, and they only have the paw, the head part, but they're human in the body, and so they could really fuck well, so they could fuck easily. But
I've been fascinated by this, so I've been doing way too much research on it.
You actually research on fur porn? Oh my god!
Because it's fascinating that these people get into this.
It's like a train wreck; you can't keep your eyes out of it.
Exactly. Okay. So there's the people that dress in the full costumes, head to toe. There's the ones that do the. That's Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
So there's the ones that do just the partial ones, like you were saying, uh-huh. And then there's others that just do body paint. They paint themselves up to look like animals.
But that's not really furry. It's just really just...
It's...
Weird.
it's all part of the anthropomorphism.
Oh,
fetish.
Okay.
So...
God, you did your research on
that. I did do my research, and let me tell you, there's some disturbing stuff out there. What was the one... I forget the name of the website. I'll have to find it out and give it to you. A friend of mine pointed me to it.
Okay.
Where it's nothing but... furry shit.
Oh, okay. Since we're in the porn topic, have you tried the online ones, the live ones, like Camcor?
No.
You should check that out. You know, these guys, it's live. You tell them what to do. You chat with them. And you tell them, go show us your ass. Or yo, finger yourself, They would do that. I mean, this is live people from, let's say, from Germany or from somewhere from the UK, and then they would you should see the chat session that they were saying, oh yeah, that's hot, and then they're just jerking off in front of you. But the problem with it though is that it could take them probably an hour. You watch them for an hour, and they just with X2, you simply just watch it, and it's about 2 minutes long. Oh, 45, the last 45 seconds they're gonna be coming, so you're good.
Yeah, well, this particular furry video that I was talking about, that was 28 minutes long on X2. 28
They allowed that?
Yeah.
28? Oh, one of those cut-up ones? Or is it just
no,
one straight up?
Wow. Straight through. I actually downloaded it, so...
You actually downloaded a furry video?
Well, I take certain clips of stuff and put them
you
on...
You studied them really well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I don't study them, but I add them to my podcast just to let people know what's out there. So they're informed users of the internet.
That video that you made, you actually posted it in your podcast.
Which one?
The one with the poop eating. Was it?
The poopy? Oh, no. It was Felching Gone Wrong.
It's Felching Gone Wrong.
Yeah.
Felching Gone Wrong.
I didn't make the video. I just found it.
You just found it.
Yeah. Somebody else put it out there for all
Well, nobody's complaining, so
yeah,
it's okay, right? Okay.
And I censored it, so you couldn't really see
all of it. So that's safe. That's okay.
Because, I don't know who's downloading my podcast, so I don't have a disclaimer either. So.
You know, well, it's disclaimer enough that if anyone complains, I'll take it down or something. Yeah. But nobody's complaining, so let's go. Just like spoilers, we do spoilers in the podcast, and we just don't care. If nobody complains, so we just talk about the movies we just saw yesterday. So,
yeah,
no matter what, it's okay. But anyway, okay, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you, Marvin.
Oh, thank you, Nard.
Oh my god,
my pleasure.
Okay, so where can people catch your podcast?
It's on iTunes at Ursus at Large, and I also have a website, ursusatlarge.com. And it's also on a Blueberry. I don't know if you know about that one.
Blueberry. I haven't tried that. I mean, what is it?
It's another podcast website where you can, like, upload your,
oh, okay,
your stuff. It's Blueberry. Blueberry with no E's.
With no E's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the latest thing on the web is you do your URL with no E's in it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's what the kids are doing.
It's a new thing they're doing. Okay.
It's a paparazzi smile.
Paparazzi. Okay. You got it. What? How many flashes are there? I don't know. Anyway, okay. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you won't bring me down.
I'm through exiting. Did you get to watch Glee last weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
Lord.
How do you like it? I love it.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was great. I love the defying gravity part. I love the defying.
Yes, I thought that was great, and I'm sad that Kurt threw it, but I understand why he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his dad is such a hottie, don't you think? Well, I think so. I don't know about you, but I really
like that. If you're into that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's got that bearish, cubbish looking. Anyway, so yeah, Kurt was pretty good. He's got that high voice. Is he really gay? He's really gay in real life, right?
I don't know. I do not know.
He may be acting. I don't know. Maybe
he wouldn't be the first one.
Maybe I'm stereotyping because his voice is just that high. And he really plays a gay guy really well. I don't know. Anybody out there tell me. So yeah, it's a great episode of Glee last Wednesday. And we missed Modern Family because it was the Country Music Awards, and we missed that. Yeah, so I was kind of looking forward to it, but we don't have Modern Family. Anyway, okay, yeah, so if you guys are watching Glee, let us know what you think of the last episode with Kurt. And I love the performance they did when they were singing Proud Mary. Oh, that was awesome. You're a big Tina Turner fan.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, so you really like that when they were rolling with the
rolling on the river, rolling
on their wheelchairs. It was awesome. And okay, so let's move on before we go on to shout-outs and stuff. Something important that happened last week, this week, I'm not sure. It's the closing of Mary's, naturally, and on Westheimer in the Montrose area. So what do you think?
Mary's was not closed. It was shut down.
Why was it shut down?
Well, this is the story I've heard. Allegedly? There was an issue with back rent. Allegedly, there was an issue with back rent.
Okay.
And they fixed that. Mary's reopened, and then either a week or two later, very shortly after there, allegedly, the people or whoever on the property got foreclosed on.
Oh, wow.
So, you never know the stories in the gay universe because, you know, like, stuff gets added and made up and all that kind of stuff.
No, whatever.
But there have been some, you know, you'll never know. But Mary's is no longer open. The oldest gay bar in Texas that was let run into the ground.
I remember before they painted over that wall, the mural on the wall. The great painting, that was awesome. I think I took pictures of that, and I don't know where it is right now, but they painted over that, and over the years, they've been... Well, honestly, in my opinion, it's really just... It's getting run down, really. It was... Even the Bears left.
Well, everybody left because the place had run into the ground, and there was nothing but crackheads in there. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
you know,
really sad.
I mean, and it was a great... The sad thing is a great location for a bar, so... And it just got let run. It was just, I don't know. I guess people the owners didn't want to put any money into it. So, the big thing is it's been going back on the Yahoo list group here in Houston is the Gay and Lesbian Historical Society is trying to find out as much information about who's buried at Mary's, because there are several hundred people that got their ashes either interned on the grounds at Mary's or spread at Mary's, or different things, you know, where their ashes have been done there. That and a majority of them all died from the AIDS crisis back in the 80s. I know they're trying to talk to whoever has the property about getting the bar tops out of there because of all the pictures that are on there, the history and stuff. With that and getting some other stuff out of there that is that has some historical value to it. So
there was even a motorcycle that was buried there, right?
I don't know about a motorcycle buried thing. I know there is a bunch of different people buried different places, and that's what some of the emails about going back to saying, well, I know so and so is buried here, and I know there's a cemented in place there where it says Leatherman or something about the group there, and a whole bunch of stuff that about somebody's dog is buried there, and then their ashes are buried close to it, and blah blah. And there's all this stuff that's gone back and forth about who's buried where. Back in the back part of Mary's, there was that big heap that was where a lot of people ashes were interned there, so or sprinkled. So
it's gonna be scary if they tear the whole thing down and they build an apartment complex there or something. Ooh, there'll be gay ghosts.
It'll be like
there.
Poltergeist. Could you imagine the gay poltergeist with a bunch of leather queens coming up to your house? Oh, girl, what kind of decoration is this?
Yeah, I could just imagine running around there in their chains and leather vest and everything. And that's it, nothing floating around.
You hear the clanking of chains, and it's the chains from the slings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's really sad. It's the oldest gay bar in Texas, and it's... I have memories of that place. So many memories, you know. All the pinnings I've seen, all the pinnings I've done. No, I didn't pin anyone. No. What I mean is...
How many times did you get pinned, Maynard?
I take the fifth on that one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Drank a fifth and you can't remember it. That's why.
Uh-huh. That's right. And lots of pictures and videos I've taken of people getting, you know, doing nasty things there. I remember talking to Kramer and what's his name? Jerry, Goofy Cub. And we're talking about Ass to Mouth there. Yeah.
We have, several videos from there over the last couple.
Oh yeah. I mean, several videos for the past years in, Louis. And yeah, it's just, you know, people getting pinned and everything. I have videos, memories of that place and getting drunk there with Jägermeister and stuff like that. And there's so many memories of Mary's, and they're it's going to be gone now. Well, it's gone now, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do something. Oh, maybe they can reopen it or something. Why won't we get it? Why won't we buy it, Ray? Make a business out of it.
Well, I'd love to say I could do that, but that would require me to have money, but I do not.
What if you, you know, hotethnicmen.com goes a long way?
Well, it would have to go a long way quick, because I'm sure that is prime grade A Westheimer property right there. I'm sure there have been people been chomping at the bit to get a hold of that property for years.
Yeah, most probably.
Because of the location. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it just becomes another bar, a gay bar again. Who knows? Maybe. We shall see.
You never know. So.
Yeah, okay, so, we should thank the Hibernation crew, Show Me Bears, for getting our flyers out there, Bear Watch and HotEthicMen.com.
Yay, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We both appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you to the Hibernation
crew. From being involved in both of those, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have him in the show again sometime next year, probably when they are in town for Louis, maybe. We shall see.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, they're I think Woofer and Robert's going to be here for Louis, so that'd be good. Okay, so I guess that's it for now. Ooh, it's a good quick show that we're doing. And I should thank lots of people. Jimmy from Houston, Phil from St. Louis. He's also a Filipino, Phil. And he says he listens to the show, too. So shout out, Phil. Josh from Indiana. Tony from Wichita is our friend. He's a Filipino friend. I'll introduce you, Ray, to him next time.
Okay.
Okay, and Walter and Bill from St. Louis. Louis, I'm losing my voice. David and Dutch from Houston. Yeah, we were hanging out with each other. And, of course, our friend Jeff. Thank you for...
Jeffrey,
yeah. And a guy named Loki. And at the Bad Dog. He is one of the bears on the YouTube channel Five Awesome Bears. And I got to meet one of the Tuesday bear, Loki. I told him we should have him the show next time, so we can talk about his experience there at the bars and stuff, and the transformation he's been into. So we'll leave it at that for a while. Okay, how about you? Any shout outs for you, or the reverse of shout out? Any flaming you want to do?
No, I think I've said enough.
You said enough. Okay, no more flaming for Ray. Okay, any shout outs though? No, none.
No, not this week.
Not this week. Okay. All right. So that's it. One last thing. If you guys have any comments on the Bears Life Magazine Gold membership, it would be great to have some feedback from you guys. What do you think of the prize? What do you think of the GLAAD, GLAAD membership? What do you think of the stores that they're having discounts with? Macy's, Target, and other stuff, and the digital copies you'll get, and the magazine that you'll be having a subscription with it. So, yeah, Bears Life Magazine, Gold Membership. Give us some feedback. Call us on our voicemail line and email us. Okay, so, yeah, since we're closing, yeah, send your comments, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us, leave us a voice message, and we will play
show
it
some
in the
love.
Show. Yes, and yeah, that's it. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, okay, so that's it. We were closing. What are you going to do now, Ray? What are you going to do this week?
I will be Hot Ethnic Man stuff.
Oh, really?
That's what I was doing earlier night before Heroes, and then I'll stop for Heroes, eat dinner, and watch Heroes, and then now I'm back onto it. So,
hey, I should ask you, want to go watch 2012 tomorrow or something?
Yes.
You want to? You really?
Let me double check, but we can check tomorrow. You know it's a three-hour movie, right?
Yeah, so we have to plan it really well. Okay.
We have to go early, so, okay.
All right, let's plan it tomorrow, 2012. Oh, guys, if you guys have watched 2012, don't email us yet. Don't give us a spoiler yet, okay? Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show with the Hibernation guys, and very soon the videos will be out. Thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.